Odd couples often make for great stories. Think of Felix and Oscar, Sid and Nancy, or Tom and Jerry. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick is here with a few books that prove that opposites attract and there really is a lid for every pot. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. A lonely housewife finds love in the strong green arms of a sea monster in the reissue of Mrs. Caliban by Rachel Ingalls, originally published in 1983 to raves that compared it to works by Edgar Allan Poe, David Lynch, Richard Yates, and Angela Carter, not to mention E.T., King Kong, and Beauty and the Beast. We meet the very dear character, Dorothy Caliban, at home, sending her husband Fred off to work. He will be late, he says, not even troubling to come up with an excuse for why. After the death of their young son, followed by a miscarriage, her despair, his affair, and finally the running over of their Jack Russell Terrier, this marriage is more of a house-sharing arrangement than any comfort to anyone. Dorothy has one great friend, Estelle, who offers sherry and laughter to break up the long afternoons, but it's not enough. Then, the very evening after she hears a radio report of a monster who has killed two people and escaped from the facility where he was being held, her screen door opens, and a 6-foot-7-inch creature with bulging forehead and flat nose of a frog, the body of a very well-built man, shoulders his way in and stares straight into her face. "Help me," he says. "They will kill me. I have suffered so much already." His name is Larry. He loves avocados. He's a tireless and attentive lover. And Fred is home so little, he doesn't even notice that he's living in their guest room. The love story's a delight, the social commentary sharp, the writing funny and fun. And yet the sorrow, even bitterness at the core of this book is inescapable and profound. On top of everything else, you can read it in a couple of hours. And you should. Another couple that's haunting me is the unhappy pair at the center of Fresh Complaint, the title story in the new collection by Jeffrey Eugenides, who wrote The Virgin Suicides and Middlesex. The story revolves around an American high school girl who is horrified to learn that her Indian parents are already arranging a marriage for her. When she starts receiving photos and letters about their future from some skinny nerd named Dev Kumar, she decides to thwart their plan, and she can think of just one way to do it. Meanwhile, we also meet a physics professor, a British guy married to an American woman with two small children. He's in town to give a lecture at the local college when the Indian girl approaches him in a coffee shop and introduces herself as a fan. The story is told back and forth from each of their perspectives, and though both end up behaving very badly, Eugenides somehow manages to keep your sympathies for both. This talent of his operates similarly in the story of a husband who's bankrupted his family by purchasing a clavichord to teach early music lessons that no one wants, while his wife contributes by making and selling stuffed mice that can be microwaved to release herbal scents. In Capricious Gardens, another inappropriate May-December liaison is in the works. This one revolves rather amazingly around a dinner table full of homegrown artichokes. People are saying this collection isn't as good as his novels, but since his novels are so very excellent, I wouldn't worry about that. Really good stories.
The books are Mrs. Caliban by Rachel Ingalls and Fresh Complaint, a collection of stories by Jeffrey Eugenides. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.